My name is Scooter, and I'm an independent radio broadcaster. I'm looking into something that happened last week. Apparently, new rules and regulations that are being considered by KPFT Houston resulted in the failure to broadcast a call to action against the Ku Klux Klan in Tomball, which happened on Saturday. So first thing we're going to do is talk to one of the organizers of the anti-Klan rally. Check it out. Okay, we're talking to Dr. David Smith from the Progressive Workers Organizing Committee, and you're also a tenured professor at
College of the Mainland.
Okay, so anyway, the reason I'm calling is because that y'all came down to KPFT and recorded a PSA asking people to attend an anti-Klan rally, right?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, one of our colleagues, Van Hubbard, dropped off the text of a PSA and had a chance to speak with Ernesto. And Ernesto basically informed him that there might be a problem because of a new policy at the radio station and so forth, having to do with prioritizing nonprofits and so forth. And Ernesto was supposed to get back with us to let us know there's going to be a problem. And we didn't hear from Ernesto, so, you know, I eventually spoke with him and I was sort of concerned. And he indicated he was going to check with a Pacifica legal counsel about all of this. And I didn't really understand because, I mean, frankly, we're not only non-profit, we're anti-profit. And Ernesto knows us and our work very well. So we didn't understand that. He said he'd get back with us. He didn't get back with us. Emailed him again, left a phone message again. That didn't work. And so we were pretty upset with it. Then last week, my wife, Rona, called and left a message for Dwayne, and Dwayne was kind enough to return the phone call several hours later, basically apologized for all of the delay and so forth, and then said that the PSA, you know, was being recorded, was going to be played, so forth and so on. But, you know, obviously with an event that's important and was trying to draw as many people, we're just sort of upset about all the delay.
And the fact that it was actually publicized by the Houston Chronicle instead of KPFT is a little embarrassing.
Absolutely. I mean, we expect for Pacifica to adhere to its mission to promote peace and social justice and so forth. And, you know, we just really don't understand what the problem was. Now, I mean, in all fairness, I do want to say that when Dwayne spoke with Rona, he was very apologetic and he indicated that this problem would not happen again. So, I mean, I don't know whether it's just a mix-up in the communication or some sort of problem applying the new policy. I mean, I'd like to know a lot more about this new policy and so forth. But you can understand we've been pretty upset about it.
Well, so am I, and it's actually the new policy that is what I'm upset about. Because I don't know if you've listened to KPFT through the years, you know, we've always put forth attend demonstrations, especially... You know, what's funny is that, if nothing else, just revenge on the Klan for blowing up the transmitter would be enough.
Absolutely. I mean, again, just to be fair, in the past, the radio station has, without any kind of problem or delay, played public service announcements for anti-war demonstrations, demonstrations against police brutality, other stuff that we've organized. And, I mean, I'm at a loss to understand this. I mean, when we organized the anti-Klan event, we did so under the banner, under the name of United Concerned Neighbors, because it's a coalition of individuals and groups involved and so forth. But in that first conversation with Ernesto, you know, I reiterated what Van had told him, that it's, you know, it's us, it's PWOC, it's the International Socialist Organization, other folks with whom the radio station works on a regular basis. And I think my wife, Rona, explained to Dwayne, it's like, we are members and supporters of the radio station. And so we just took it pretty difficult. We just didn't think it should happen at all.
So anyway, if you're following this, what's going down is that there's the Ku Klux Klan is having a rally in Tomball, and there's a lot of organizations getting together to go down there and, you know, protest them. And they went down to KPFT and made a PSA. And unfortunately, it wasn't possible to put that PSA on the air or announce that on KPFT because of some sort of, you know, new regulatory policy stuff. So anyway, I called Ernesto Aguilar, who's the interim program director, and we talked about it. So check it out. Hi, is this Ernesto's number?
It is indeed.
Scooter, by the way. What I want to talk to you about is, on the record, okay, so
okay.
This new 501c3 policy about, you know, PSAs and stuff like that, where it's coming from, and, you know, I talked to David Smith, and he's a little upset, and I know you, and I know it's not coming from you, so could you explain a little bit about what the dynamics of what's happening?
Well, more than likely, and David's PSA did get on the air.
Whoa, hold on.
He was a
little Progressive Organizers Workers Committee showed up 10 days before the anti-Klan protest. But KPFT didn't announce it until the morning of the protest. And what sort of organizing is this? I mean, what are we doing here?
So it started out a little bit late. What's ended up happening is we've had, and we're probably just going to make it specifically for benefits, we've had a couple of instances where we've had CDs for benefits showing up for different organizations where the organization, we find out later on, didn't know that there was a benefit going on for it. And as a result, they're wondering, why is your radio station running PSAs for benefits for our organization when we're not benefiting from this? Are you all supporting these scams, basically? So I believe that we're actually going to end up changing that up quite a bit. This 501c3 thing isn't working. I mean, I can understand it for things where people are asking for money, but for something like that, whether it's a demonstration or a protest, it's going to, it just doesn't seem like it really makes a lot of sense. And I need to sit down with Dwayne this week and just make sure we have that hashed out before he goes to Berkeley so we can change the paperwork accordingly, because right now, I think it just isn't really floating the way it is right now. It's just not really working.
An anti-Klan rally. I mean, come on, that's our backyard. I mean,
yeah, and I agree with you completely.
The HGAC rally at in front of Halliburton,
right,
wouldn't have gotten on the air in this new policy considerations. But I'm just wondering, you know, what has been your feedback from the in Pacifica, you know, how do we go about this? I mean,
the feedback kind of varies. If you're an organization that benefits, well, not benefits, but is a recipient of a PSA and you're not a 501c3, having that kind of a policy is something you're going to be upset about. If you're a 501c3, it seems to be something they think is a great thing. But we should be doing PSAs for everybody in a lot of respects, and I think hopefully we're going to get that corrected up where everybody is encouraged to do more of these things, and we're not stifling anybody, or we're not discouraging it. That's definitely what we obviously don't want to be doing.
Ernesto Aguilar, you are the program director of KPFT, interim, and thanks for talking to me. Now, I should mention that was some confusion about Ernesto being on the record. He didn't know I was taping him, but you know, I'm a radio guy. If I tell you you're on the record, I'm taping your phone call. If I don't say that, I'm not taping your phone call. So you know, you can call me and say whatever you want. But anyway, we did call him back and kind of straighten it out. And you know, he's not. I don't think he's pissed off. I don't think. I don't know. I don't care. But my point is, like, how in the fuck could a PSA announcing an anti-Ku Klux Klan rally get squelched at KPFT while Pacifica lawyers are, you know, being consulted or whatever? This is bullshit. There's a First Amendment. We don't need, you know, second opinions. KPFT has operated over 30 years, and we've always given our support and publicity to organizations and demonstrations of this type. You know, no questions asked. So I don't know what's going on. So where's this pressure coming from? To shut us up, to tone us down, to rein us in. This is KPFT, remember? This is KPFT. Who are we? Where are we going? I couldn't find out. You know, I mean, this whole thing about democratizing the network and having these lashes and all that, I mean, there's a limitation to that. Democracy, as we all know, can dummy right down to the center. And here we are. We got a cat like Ernesto, who's basically comes from the anarchist community, calling up a fucking lawyer and asking him if it's okay if we talk about this anti-Ku Klux Klan rally. I mean, this is nuts. look, it's your fucking station, and you could let this go, or you could not let this go, but in the end, if you don't pay any attention to this stuff, you'll get exactly the radio you deserve. And wake me up when it's over. Right. This is Scooter, signing out.
Rock the nation, take over television and radio station, bomb, bomb. The truth shall come, give the corporations a complication, bomb, bomb. Rock the nation, take over television and radio station, bomb, bomb. The truth shall come, give the corporations a complication. Say, ooh, ooh. Of our time. I say it one more time to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme. To rise above all the dirt and grime at the right spice, at the right time. Fuck the Constitution. Are we part of the solution? Or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by.